The worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody, to MD Radio 182. It is Monday, December the 3rd, and we are on the countdown to the return of the Masters Mr. Olympia Championships taking place this weekend on both Friday and Saturday in Miami, Florida, the place to be. Let's get right down to business. First, let me bring on my wingman by way of South Florida. Let's bring on Bob Chicarillo, the last guy to win. I don't want to say the last guy, but one of the guys to win the Masters World Championships and another voice of professional bodybuilding. Bob, welcome back to MD Radio.
What's happening, brother?
I wanted to say you were the last guy, but we all know that last year they had a Masters competition, and Dexter the Blade Jackson happened to win that $100,000 in December at the World Masters Championships. And this year, there has been a title change and a whole slew of athletes added to the lineup. But that being said, Bob did win the World Masters Championships in New York. I think he won paltry $10,000 for his effort. And now that prize money has gone up to $100,000, thankfully to our contest promoter, Yarka Lori, raising the money for these guys to have an opportunity to compete for big bank. And when I say big, I'm talking $250,000 this weekend is at stake. They also have a pro fitness and bikini and figure championships along with an NPC contest and a slew of bodybuilders 40 plus. I think the lineup is almost 30 people deep in this open lineup. So while we wait for Bob to call back in and jump all over the conversation, we have another guy who knows a thing or two about bodybuilding. He's been on ice for a while and was actually trying to get back in this contest, and things didn't go his way. Father Time caught up to this guy, but back in the day, he's got a Mr. USA title to his credit and also lives out in South Florida. Let's bring on the mighty Quinn. Big Mike, welcome to MD Radio. While Mike and Bob from Florida are trying to get in on this conversation, we are headed into South Florida, Miami Beach to be exact, Jackie Gleason Theater, where we're going to see the return of the Blade, Dexter Jackson, to defend his Masters title. A year ago, he won $100,000. This year, it's still $100,000, but there's a massive glass crystal vase along with the title, Master Olympia, to go along with that $100,000, which Dexter is, he's just salivating, trying to get his hands on. But we've got some challengers that are going to have something to say about that. Ready? Is that you, Mike? You got hurt getting ready for this contest, right?
Yeah, you know what? I got hurt the same way everybody else got hurt. I tore my quad 8 weeks out, torn hacks.
Man.
405. You know, I'm sad, depressed, but I'm in shape. And I'm coming back, there's no doubt. I'm healing.
That had to hurt, man. How did you tear your quad with that?
I've actually been doing really high intensity again. I mean, when you guys see me last year, I was 285 pounds with no muscle. That, you know, now I'm like 235 and I'm solid and I've been training hard.
Well,
I haven't trained as hard since the 80s. I'm in a zone.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I'm totally enjoying it. It's old school. And I was just going for conditioning because I can't compete against these guys. It's just too friggin' freaky.
Well, dude, I saw you a year ago. You're in the lobby. You're, you know, it was in between. And you said then that, man, this contest actually gave you the bug to get back to business. I mean, both of us were sitting there swollen and pleasantly plump for the holidays, but you did something about it. Tell me about that journey to try to get back on stage before the injury.
Well,
how was it?
Well, I had fusion surgery March 2011, which I don't know any professional athletes besides two UFC fighters that have come back from that. I got released November 1st from my orthopedic. He said, you know what? Go nuts. And I started. I just slowly started rebuilding and slowly started, getting in training shape. I mean, you know what that's like. I mean, I don't see many people do that anymore. I mean, I see guys that train like really slow, and I don't understand that way of training.
Did your dream get crushed, or are you still going to find a way to get on a stage at some point?
No, I'm getting on stage. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to take, a lot's happening. I mean, muscular development is going to shoot a video with me Wednesday.
Yep.
Going to do an upper body workout with my sister, who is, you know, she's going to go to the Masters Nationals next year, and she's great.
I saw some pictures. Are you helping her, or are you just inspiring her?
Oh, yeah. I'm very involved. We, this is a family business. My father trained both of us. Taught us how to train, and, you know, my sister's now a personal trainer. She makes big money. And, I just have projects I'm finally going to finish.
Awesome.
No, I wrote a serious book, and it's going to happen.
We're going to catch you, this weekend. Like you said, MD's going to catch you on some video. Not to mention you're going to be there in the house watching the contest. So we're going to catch up with you and try to follow your progress on the road to recovery, and let us know when you're ready to step on stage, because we want to be there first to get it, all right?
Yeah, and I'm giving out trophies, so, I mean, I'm looking forward to this, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be this is like an open show.
I mean, it's a steep lineup.
Come on, Dexter took fourth in the Olympia. Come on.
Yep. Well, he's going to be challenging. We've had some good bodybuilders coming up this year, and Ed Nunn and Bill Wilmore and Tony Freeman. So it should be interesting, and I'm sure there's going to be some X factors with Ronnie Rockle and Troy Isles and guys.
What about
Dennis?
Dennis James'
return. Yeah, we're all excited, man. We're going to be there. We hit the ground on Thursday, so hopefully we'll catch up with you and your sister this weekend and catch you get a few sound bites from you.
I'm there Thursday.
Awesome. Okay.
We'll see you Thursday. Thank you very much for the time.
All right, Mike. Thanks for calling in, and heal up. All right, bro?
All right, thank you very much. Bye.
All right, that's the mighty Quinn. He is alive and well and is not planning on going anywhere. As a matter of fact, he says he's still going to make the comeback. We're looking forward to it here at MD Radio. Let's find out if we have the Chickster online. Our master of ceremonies, Bob Chicarillo, speak up if you can hear me.
Yo.
There we go.
I am in the house.
Did you hear the mighty Quinn? He's coming back.
I did. I could hear everything. There was a technical glitch, and obviously you guys couldn't hear me, but... Yeah, I was able to listen in. I would like to have said hello to Mike, but I'll see him obviously this week.
Yep.
Interesting that he says he's still coming back. As we both know, there's no Masters Pro shows throughout the season. So
right.
If he is coming back, Sean, I'm guessing it would be in the open division.
Well, and he can do that. I mean, he's got, you know, all he's got to do is register for his IFBB Pro card, and I imagine you take baby steps, but maybe it's in the, you know, in the hopes that this contest will be here 1 year from now, but nevertheless, you got to, you know, walk before you can run. A quadricep tear is not something you can easily come back from.
No, and especially not at that age. I mean, it's hard enough for anybody to do, you know, unless you're a genetic freak like a Victor Martinez or a Branch Warren. But, you know, these guys were in the prime of their careers and were able to come back from that. You know, obviously, Mike's had some years off. He's coming back into a Masters division, so... You know what? But the guy's got, you know, he's got guts, man. I mean, he, you know, one thing he always did have, and he's tenacious. So I would have liked to have seen Mike, you know, 100% obviously to what he would be right now. But now he's got another mountain to climb. But we wish him the best.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets on that stage to hand out that award and peels and shows us at least what that world class back he used to sport and those big ass biceps he has. I'm sure those things are probably still there, at least to show people that he was doing the business, even if he's on a pair of crutches. I know Mike, he's a little bit crazy, and he says he's coming back, we got to believe him.
Oh, yeah. He's, like I said, he's got, you know, he got sparked, he got some interest, he got a little fire back, you know, and you hope that transcends into other aspects of his life as well. Like any athlete, you know, we talk about football, baseball, basketball, these major sports. You know, it's tough for these guys. You know, their career ends, and they seem a little lost sometimes. They don't know really what to do, where to go, how to be involved. You know, as an athlete, that's what their focus is on, is being an athlete. So, you know, you hope for these guys it helps them out a little bit in other areas of their life.
Yeah, well, the good thing about bodybuilding is age is just a number, and, you know, you push that body until it breaks down or gives out. And some of these guys, you know, they can do it for a long time, maybe not at the same level that we're used to, but... you know, it's a work in progress. When you climb one hill and you look up and there's another mountain right in front of you and you find your own personal challenges. I mean, we saw Samir Banu on stage last year, and let's be real, he was a long ways away from that 1983 Mr. Olympia victory. But for him, father of four or five kids, married, you know, in his late 50s, I'm sure he conquered a few demons of his own just getting up there and actually posing, albeit that it wasn't for, you know, challenging for first place, but it has to be inspiring to some guys their age to just try to, you know, one step in front of them. I know I can't do it. Can you do it?
I can do anything, Sean, as you well know.
That's true.
I choose not to compete as my prettiness is way too much for these guys to overcome. I think everybody knows that. The you know, but I'm looking down this list, Sean, and it's interesting because there's names on here I've never heard of. There's names I've certainly heard of and I haven't seen in years that are coming back. And then there's about a good 5-6 guys that I think can contend for this title.
Well, let's be honest. We're going to take a commercial break, but on the other side, you take out Branch Warren, Kai Greene, Victor Martinez, Phil Heath, Dennis Wolf, even Sean Roden, and you're left with the best of what's left. This is the prize money, a payday that's keeping these guys on a diet probably longer than they normally would have. Ed Nunn, Mike Keflianos, Tricky Jackson, Dexter Jackson, Tony Freeman, Sean Allen even. I mean, all you have to do is be a pro that's over 40. So this is a wide-open contest for guys, you know, that it's going to be a long night, Bob. You're at the mic. We have upwards of 25 athletes. But nevertheless, there's going to be about 5 or 6 main guys where this is a top-line IFBB contest.
Well, no question about it, Sean, and you're right. It's a good payday. It's a big title, and the title, I think, means more to some of these guys than the payday. I don't expect to see any of the big names that would be eligible. For the mere fact, like I say, that is a long year. Obviously, the Olympia, their crowning achievement. But, you know, you've got some names in here. Now, the one name I don't see on the list for whatever reason is Johnny Jackson, and I do believe he is competing, but I've got 32 names I'm looking at on an updated list, which is remarkable. And like I say, I don't see Johnny. I do see Dennis James, obviously, as everybody knows, is on there. I did get a sneak preview of some Dennis James photos the other day, bro. Not for publication, but
right.
Dennis is a very good friend of mine and was able to share those with me. I tell you what, this boy's in some shape.
Well, and I'll tell you, like I told Dennis back in the day, he's the Victor Richards of bodybuilding at points. He's phenomenal in the gym. But only on very few occasions has it translated to the bodybuilding stage on the day, whether it's pressure, last-minute prep, whatever. Dennis James in the gym is Mr. Olympia more often than not, but on the stage, it just hasn't carried over. So it's going to be interesting to see how he carries himself through these mandatory poses where we both know and the confirmation round where this contest is won and lost, whether or not his off-season and his contest prep and the gym lighting and all of that stuff is going to work to his favor on stage, under pressure, and probably a little bit gun-shy standing with these guys that have not yet missed a beat. We're going to take a commercial break and come back. We're going to go down that roster real quick, Bob, but we also, it's our fan call-in. So fans call in 866-472-5788. You'll get a chance to talk to Big Bob, myself, ask us the questions, make your statements and comments, keep it brief. We'll try to accommodate you guys. For those of you that are interested, 866 toll free 472-5788. On the other side of the break, we're going to go down the roster and then bring you the fans on so you can give us a shout out and let us know what you're thinking as we wind down to the road to the Masters Olympia here in South Florida, December 7th and 8th, after this commercial break here at MD Radio with the Chickster.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! Hey! I stole you! I stole you! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we're on with the MC extraordinaire, Bob Chicarillo, the men's IFBB Pro Athletes Representative. We were just looking at this contest list as the Masters Olympia returns to South Florida this Friday and Saturday, and the list is long, 32 competitors on the men's side, and a few names we can't even pronounce, and then you got the main players that are coming out for blood. But that being said, on paper, it looks like it's Dexter Jackson's contest to lose. But after that, we've got a lot of 40-plus bodybuilders that are, some of them look like they may be even making their pro debut. Real quick, Bob, I'm going to throw some names at. Give me a quick commentary or two, and we'll get to the fans. Mark Antonic, a former national or North America champion, came out a year ago, said he's got Parkinson's disease. And he's right there in Florida, lives in Tampa, former cop. He's jumping up on this stage. What do you think about Mark Antonic?
I mean, first of all, I applaud Mark's efforts. I mean, and God bless him for doing what he does, you know, bringing it to the stage. You know, do I think he has a realistic shot at the, you know, top five, top eight? No, I don't. I'm not so sure that's his motivation, though, for going in. I think there's a few guys that probably, you know, fall into that category. You can see names on here that you clearly know that they don't think they have a chance. But I think they want to be a part of history. I think they want to be a part of the game, part of the show, you know, and kind of maybe prove to themselves or, you know, their own fans, you know, what they're capable of.
No question. And these guys are coming from far and wide. We've got guys coming from Moscow, Russia, in the form of Sergei Shelistov, from Germany, in the form of Ronnie Rockel, and Rolf Hadjet. You're going to have some names on there you've never even pronounced before. But tell me a bit about the return of Darum Charles. Darum was like sixth place last year, right behind Troy Alves, and was not happy.
No. Well, he shouldn't have been happy, because this is the kind of a show that Darum should be in the mix. I mean, obviously, him and Tricky will go down to the wire, and I'd love to get those guys on stage at the same time for a little, you know, best, most entertaining, you know, a pose-off kind of a thing, because those are two of the best in the game, you know, for entertaining the fans. But Darum's got to get back to, you know, what he used to do. Now, the question is, of course, always, Sean, can he get back to what he used to do? I mean, there is a difference in your 40s from when you're in your 30s and in your prime. So the question is he capable of bringing what he used to? If he is, then he would be in the mix of the top five without question. If he's not, he might find himself in that same 6th, 7th position looking in.
Speaking of 6 and 7, this guy competed about 6 or 7 times. Mark Kefalionis, by way of Australia.
You know, he's a good bodybuilder. I mean, you got to give him his just due. The guy gets in shape. I mean, he gets ripped up. He could easily be in the top five here if he brings that trademark conditioning. If he tries to obviously play the size game for whatever reason, I'm not so sure why that would be of any interest here with Dexter as the champ, and that's a Dennis James motivation as well. We'll get into in just a little bit.
Right.
You got to put Mike Kay in that top five. No question about it.
Another local Floridian and a North America champion, Lee Banks, with the tiniest waist on that stage, probably.
Lee's got a great, beautiful physique, very pretty physique, you know, same thing. But he's got to bring that conditioning. If you don't, he's not big enough to make an impact on guys like Dexter Jackson and a Tony Freeman that's going to be standing next to him. He'll get lost in the shuffle, and I tell you, the one shot Lee has of making the top five, he's got to be ripped.
It's going to be a very interesting lineup, to be sure. There's also a slew of other guys. Again, Troy Alves will be there. Sean Allen will be on that stage. We're going to have some interesting characters coming down this weekend. But let's open the phones. We got one guy chomping at the bit. We knew he'd be our first caller. Let's bring him on right away. The mayor, by way of New York. Dan, welcome to the show.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Dan, the man. What's going on, brother?
No, I'm fired up, man. I know I'm talking to two guys that are big fans, and that lineup down in Florida sounds pretty exciting. And you guys are talking about Mike Quinn, and I think a lot of guys get away from the sport maybe because they feel like they're not what they used to be, but I think it's a mistake for a lot of these guys. I think they should stay involved if they feel in their heart they want to be around bodybuilding and it makes their lives a little better. What do you guys think of that?
I agree. I mean, it just depends on where you're at. Most guys leave the sport with a bad taste in their mouth. They want nothing to do with it because their careers didn't go the way they wanted it to. Some guys, like Bob and myself, I think our passion runs deeper than that. At very young ages, we were historians of the game, and we found our passion a long time ago off the stage. So I think that's why I stay involved. What about you, Bob?
Well, I think that sums it up good, Sean. I mean, and you're right. Some guys, they do have that bad taste for whatever reason, whether they didn't reach their own goals, they just thought the sport owed them something. And some people, I think, clearly just move on. I mean, you know, they have to make a living at some point. They have to focus their attention on their family, you know, if they some guys start getting a family around then. So I think it just depends. I mean, you know, you and I, you know, if you I know, pride yourself on the fact that you've never actually had a, quote, real job outside of bodybuilding. And I've had few, you know, obviously when I was a young man. Actually, me and the mayor of bodybuilding actually share some common interests there. I know he was a... one of the men in blue, and I was a former deputy sheriff myself.
Well, when you love what you do, you're never working, and I never want to work a day in my life. Dan, you got another question for us? Are you good?
Yeah, no, everything's good. I think this showdown there is pretty deep. It's a pretty cool lineup, but I think a lot of guys do walk away too soon. I mean, I'm not even a pro, and it's a great factor in my life, just being healthy and training and just being around it. I think it's a lot more, you know, it's a lot of fun. I think guys kind of maybe should look into that a little bit and come back and say, hey, I'm not the guy I used to be, but hey, the fans like me, the fans, you know, the fan base is small, but we're pretty intense base, and I think guys are shortchanging themselves by walking away sometimes.
Yeah,
I got a question myself for the mayor, Sean.
Okay.
My question is simple. What do I got to do to get my name on one of those shirts you put together? You got the lineups, you got all the superstars. Where's your boy?
You actually want this to happen. I was thinking about it. I think a couple of people have asked. You're one of the guys who've asked a few times. I'm like, is he really serious? He's just messing around with me. But
I would consider it an honor, my friend.
That'd be great, because you guys are such big fans, and that's what I get a kick out of the sport so much, because you guys are in the business, you are accomplished athletes, but you guys are big fans, and I thought that was funny when I met a couple of you guys there years ago. I was like, damn, this guy's a big fan. We're kind of laughing at Sean, saying, well, damn, look at him. He's like us. He thinks it's cool. So
let me bring Bob up to speed, Dan. Bob, you want your name on the mayor's shirt? Jump your ass up on the stage at the New York Pro.
I am
on
stage.
Let everybody know that
New
you're
York
going to do
Pro.
That in advance, and I guarantee you, you'll wind up on that shirt. Until then, you're just a fan like all the rest of us.
Hey, I am on the stage at the New York Pro. With that, without question.
Oh, that's true. But I think the mayor wants you doing the business of bodybuilding. Is that going to happen anytime soon?
Yeah, it'll happen as soon as you're ready to rock and roll.
Mayor, thanks for calling in, man. We're going to take another commercial break coming
thanks,
up here,
guys.
But real quick there, Bob, going forward with this contest, they've actually got, I mentioned the Pro Bikini and the Pro Figure and the Pro Fitness. Now, we heard earlier in the year the fitness girls were complaining there weren't enough fitness shows, but out of the four disciplines that are on display this weekend, our fitness lineup is the weakest of all in terms of numbers.
Well, this is really disappointing because there's not one name on there I know, and I'm actually pretty in tune to the lineups and a lot of the top pros, but you know, there's eight names on there, at least currently, you know, whether anybody else bops in there this week. But I would think that these girls, I mean, this show has been on the docket for a year. So there's really no excuse for this, and it's not going to help their cause. But, you know, like I said, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, these people are our own worst enemies sometimes in terms of, and everybody wants to bitch and complain that there's not enough shows and there's only one show in the U.S. And, you know, you got to get out and you got to support folks, you know, and that goes for the 212 guys. It goes for the open guys. It goes for everybody. I mean, look what we got here. You got 32 competitors, whether you know them, love them, or hate them in between, Sean, in the Masters Olympia.
Yeah, and not to mention you've got at least a minimum of 20 bikini girls that are showing up to do this contest, which is speaking volumes to, you know, supporting what Yarka is making available for these ladies to make a little bit of money. So I'm really surprised, like yourself, that these fitness girls that were complaining about the disappearance of those shows chose not to show up. I mean, on the pro figure size, we have a minimum of 15 ladies. So those ladies represented, and the fitness ladies did nothing to help their cause on the fitness side of things. Of course, there is no 212 division going into the Masters Olympia. There is an amateur competition with both men and women's physique taking place, along with the Legends Seminar at 12 noon on Saturday, where we'll have on showcase Lee Haney, Dorian Yates, Ronnie Coleman, Flex Wheeler, Kevin Lavroni is going to be in the house. Of course, the Big Nasty, and several other luminaries. I know that Lou Ferrigno is coming back, so we'll be on hand to answer the questions from yesterday, today, and tomorrow as it relates to where we are as an industry and where we've been as athletes to help the fans that do make the trip down to South Florida. And, Bob, you don't have far to travel. You'll be there Thursday night at the men's athletes meeting and, of course, all the festivities going on that weekend and do the video wrap-up for MD. Let's take another commercial break. We'll come back with some more fans on the other side. You're on with Bob Ciccarillo here at MD Radio 182 on the countdown to the Masters Olympia competition this weekend.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because mitotropin is so powerful, and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of mitotropin.
Levrioni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at levroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! I stole you! I stole you! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein, 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are talking Masters Olympia return this weekend in Miami, Florida, and also a caller call in. If you'd like to call in and talk to Bob Chick or myself, call us at 866-472-5788. That's where we're taking calls today. But with that being said, we were talking, Bob, off the air about some of the guys going after that $100,000 purse, and I'd be remiss if Ed Nunn's name can't be mentioned in that, because his last contest, only a couple of weeks ago, he took out Tony Freeman over in Prague for that third spot.
Well, Eddie will certainly try to become second to Nunn at this show, as he's accustomed to doing, and he's got his hands full. I mean, obviously, you've got some good names, but he's in the mix. I mean, there's no question. I don't think if he brings what he normally brings, he's in the top five. You know, Eddie's got a good physique. He's a little thin through the middle. He's very tall. He's very wide, and you know, it's very difficult to fill that in. You can talk to Tony about maybe trying to get some tips on that, as Tony did a very good job. But you know, Tony, obviously the other guy in the mix here. You talk about your big three. I mean, you got to have Tony, and you got to have Dennis James in there, and Dexter, of course. But I'll be curious to see what Tony brings, man. That's a long year of dieting.
It is a long year, and if anybody can do it, Tony Freeman, by proof last year where he got a first runner-up, he can usually pull it all together. The more he competes, the better he gets. But with that being said, we're also going to see some new jacks thrown in there, relatively new to the pro scene. You got Sean Allen, and you also have Jerome Ferguson, who won his pro card at the Masters.
Jerome!
Yeah. Who let the dog out?
Who let the dogs out? You can only hope that Jerome does his trademark, you know, who let the dogs out the world, you know, bit on there. I tell you what, as goofy as it is, it cracks me up every single time, because he loves entertaining the people.
It.
The people always give him a big ovation, and it's about time he makes his debut.
Yeah, you got to expect that from him. That being said, though, also we've got some other guys. I mean, look, Chuck Sanow, I believe he's the state chairman out of Illinois, throwing his name into the hat, along with James Hampton out of Georgia. This is a guy that had some big arms. I remember him from back in the day. And then you got Konstantinos Dimitriou coming all the way from Australia. I mean, that's a long trip for a guy that didn't make the top five of a pro show this year.
Well, all those guys got their hands, you know, their work cut out. They got their hands full because, you know, just scanning down, I mean, you got Troy Alves. And Troy, last time I saw him, was actually in some pretty good shape. So, you know, he's been targeting this. But, you know, it's a good payday in that top five, top six guys. So, you know, he's a name that definitely stands out to me of a guy who should be contending with these top dogs. You know, the question is, everybody's chasing Dexter, of course, as it should be. Ranked fourth in the world. The guy's still arguably bringing maybe the best package that we've seen on this Olympia stage. So he'll be the man to beat. What's interesting, as I alluded to earlier, Sean, is Dexter being the perennial champ is actually helping Dennis out, because Dennis, traditionally, like you said, looks great in the gym, this and that, you know, seems to lose a little something on game day. Well, that's because he's always chasing size to hang with the big dogs out there. Well, he doesn't have to do that this show. You really got to target Dexter. Dexter's not the biggest guy out there, but obviously the best guy out there, and his trademark conditioning is what you've got to chase. And I think Dennis smartly is chasing that. Dennis will be one of the biggest guys on stage, if not the most massive guys muscle-wise on stage. Can he get that conditioning, though? And if he can, I tell you what, Dexter's got his hands full.
Yeah, and we've seen some big guys on stage. It doesn't always translate. As Dexter Jackson has proven, bigger is not necessarily better, but better is better. And in this lineup, one of the bigger guys that's not going to be hard to miss and was our most improved last year, Bill Wilmore, who won the Toronto Pro Show in June, has been waiting patiently almost 5 months to take his place on that stage. Does he have the goods to make another impression like he did last December?
Well, Billy, the perennial guy left out. I mean, he's consistent. He's been to the Olympia 5, 6, 7 times. Again, he's one of those guys that doesn't automatically show up on your radar. But all Bill does is continue to improve. And I tell you, you know, the show he won this year, he finally got a pro win in the column this year. Looked fantastic doing it. But, yeah, Bill's size is what can carry him here, because he can hang with the Tony Freemans and the Dennis James, but he can also get that grainy conditioning, and that is what would help him. I think Bill is an automatic guy into the 5-6. I think he's definitely ranked that high. The question is can he put it all together on game day and find that middle ground? Again, he's got to have enough size, but again, you're not going to overpower Dexter with size, because he's going to kill you with conditioning.
So what are we going to learn this weekend, Bob? I mean, this is the return of the Masters Olympia. Granted, Yarka came up with some sponsors to put this contest on, which looks really great on the grand scheme of things for the 40-plus bodybuilder, with upwards of 32 athletes on the men's side showing up. It says a lot, but is this show top-heavy? I mean, did they dump too much money in the top five, where it's almost a winner-take-all, when they could have dispersed this money in such a way that the top 10 athletes could have gone home richer for the effort, thankful for the cause, more justifiably spread the wealth around so these 40-plus bodybuilders could have something to show from that weekend rather than just the experience? I mean, look, if second place is getting $50,000 and the top five are all making great paydays, what does it say for the 6 through 10? Or I mean, could there have been a better allocation of this prize money to make it a little more palatable for our senior citizens in the pro bodybuilding division?
Well, yeah, I mean, clearly these guys got to pay their ARP card dues, but, you know, it ain't the duck pond, buddy. I mean, as you well know, welcome to the IFBB. This is the pros, and this is the Olympia Masters title. So they mean business, man. They ain't messing around. I mean, you know, could you disperse a little bit more? Look, as you and I well know, we both, you know, have championed the cause for many years to get some wealth out there, spread it around. You know, I really don't have that big of a problem with the top heaviness of the purse. One thing they can look at next year, obviously, is with the poor turnout in the pro fitness is, you know, you just take that division right out. If the ends ain't justifying the means, take that money and dump it in there. And that's how you fill up your, you know, your top 10 slots with some decent payday.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great, act that Yarka was able to raise the finances. I just personally feel, you know, this is not the Open Olympia where guys are living off of the paycheck. This could have been something a little more gratuitous. and not so much of a winner-take-all, and may have been able to be broken down in such a way where, you know, 10th place could have walked home with $5,000 for the effort, just for some type of a consolation prize. I thought it could have been done a little bit. I think, look, if first place was $50,000, I don't think the winner would have complained that much, although you might have one or two guys that know they can win this contest a little upset. But I just think it, with it being a senior contest, it could have been done a little bit differently, but I still got to applaud Yarka for her efforts. Not to mention, Bob, she's added this bikini contest, which has got to be one of the highlights of the evening for you as an MC.
Oh, of course. Well, listen, anytime you got, you know, all those bikini girls are kicking around, it doesn't hurt biz. That's for sure. You know, one more note on that prize money, Sean. You know, there's always two schools of thought to that to me. One is you put out this big top heavy payday and you hope to attract the big names. Cause obviously a guy like a Tony Freeman, you know, a Troy Elves, a Bill Wilmore, these guys are going to go for that because they got a shot. They got a shot of placing in that top five and making a pretty good chunk of change. So school of thought one, let me make this top heavy to attract bigger names draw more people and more fan base and that type of thing. School of thought number two, I have no problem. If you're going to spread the wealth to me, I would spread it out in different forms. I would put a best entertainer award, you know, a best, maybe a best traditional posing award, you know, for somebody that, that can capture the, you know, the, you know, especially with the legends and all that stuff around, like that would be a nice award to me to have see out there. Somebody who kind of captures the originality of bodybuilding in its sense of traditional posing. Like I said, you know, do a best legs award. You know, like I say, there's all kinds of stuff you can do to kind of spread that out and get guys a shot, you know, to make a few extra bucks in there. So, you know, well, a couple things to consider, and I'm sure Yarka will look at all that for next year's show.
Well, as far as, yeah, I mean, a lot of variety would be a better approach. And speaking of variety, Bob, in that bikini division, we're going to be representing all the colors of the rainbow, local Floridian. What's her name? India Paulina. She'll be there
different
times. I believe last year she won the competition there. Also, all the way from Hungary, you're going to have Bernadetta Matisa. Also from Slovakia, Nikola Welterova. These girls are flying from all over the place to try to get a stab at that. We're going to see some new IFBB Pro girls in there. Lacey DeLuca will be on stage. Nicole Monnier from Illinois. So the bikini contest is alive and well, and will be showcased center stage. So we're looking forward to that, along with our pro figure competitors, and much, much more this coming weekend right there in South Beach, Florida. No better place to be that time of the year. We're going to take our final commercial break here. We're going to come back with Bob as we close out the year. What's coming up? What do we have to look forward to once the Masters Olympia is gone, besides the fact that we missed Bob Ciccarillo's birthday, which I'll sing live after this commercial break here at MD Radio.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded.
when being lean isn't enough. Get shredded with Adipoxyl. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! I stole you! I stole you! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are counting it down to the Masters Mr. Olympia with MC Extraordinaire Bob Ciccarillo, who's already on the ground safe and sound in South Florida. Bob, I've got a trend go across the country. I got to catch a dog and pony show to get over there. It takes me almost like 6 hours to get to Florida. But give us a weather report. What are we looking at this weekend?
Let me tell you what you're looking at, my brother. You are looking at the best weather in the country right now is in Southern Florida. We are in the high 70s, low 80s with almost no humidity. That's winter down here, folks. And you know what that means? I am hitting the golf course.
Yeah, and, you know, you did leave Rochester, New York for the sunny side of California where it's been raining.
Yeah.
And now you're out there where everybody goes to retire. So we know you're not working hard, but this weekend you're going to have your hands full. Let's go down the schedule of events. What's taking place? I know Thursday when I get in, I think you're going to be having the athletes meeting Thursday night.
Yes, we got the athletes meeting is Thursday night, and then followed right by a press conference, actually. So we're actually going to do the whole deal. Now, it won't be, you know, for those obviously following Olympia, it won't be that style, you know what I mean, where it's the big grandiose thing. But, you know, but it will be a press conference and an opportunity for the press, all the various publications, obviously, to ask, you know, their questions. Of course, I'll be running that show, you know, get some of the fan interaction there, but I tell you what, you know, this could be pretty lively there with some of the names that we got coming in.
Absolutely. Well, things are going to get kicked off. early on Friday. I think the doors are going to open up around 8 o'clock, and then you're going to have the NPC prejudging starting promptly at 9:30, and that's going to run into the IFBB prejudging, which starts at 1 o'clock, and that's going to be for, I believe, all disciplines, figure, bikini, and fitness, as well as the men. That's all starting at 1 o'clock. And then you're going to have the meet the athletes that will be to be announced somewhere after that prejudging on that Friday. And, of course, Saturday they're going to open the doors of the expo promptly at 10 a.m., and things are going to get kicked off at 12 p.m. with Meet the Legends Seminar. And you're going to have the who's who involved with that. And we're going to get started right away at 4 p.m. with the NPC Finals, followed up with the finals of the IFBB event at 7 p.m. And it's going to be the who's who of bodybuilding on the ground. Now, let's not forget, a year ago I did miss this important fact. Chris Dickerson, the 1982 Mr. Olympia, was there last year, and I totally missed him. Huh. I was emceeing the show. Bob, your dad was on his twilight hour that weekend, so your absence was sorely missed. But, yeah, Chris Dickerson, we missed him. He'll be there in the house. As the 1982 Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney, Dorian Yates. I'm not sure if Jay Cutler's making the trip. I know he's on a bus tour. But everyone, even Phil Heath, I believe, is going to be doing a guest posing routine, if I'm not mistaken. Am I?
You might be right in that. I don't know if he's posing or if he's just going to be there for the seminar type thing. But, yeah, we've got this Legends Seminar, which I tell you what, if you're a bodybuilding fan, I've mentioned this before, if you're a bodybuilding fan and you're in the Florida area, I mean, get yourselves out here, folks. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see some of these greats, you know, some of these legends. You know, you got Lou Ferrigno coming out. You got, you know, the always personable Lee Haney. You've got, you know, again, guys like Samir Benoot and Dickerson. I mean, you know, it's a who's who of bodybuilding history. And, I mean, this, to me, if you're a bodybuilding fan, I mean, how do you pass this up, Sean?
Yeah, it's almost like the Open Olympia weekend where you show up and everybody who is somebody is actually there. And, you know, we've had our first Mr. Olympia pass away. Only two short weeks ago, we saw the passing of Sergio Oliva. So to see these guys collected and gathered in one place that really made a footprint in the industry and helped shape the foundation of what we call our passion is huge. And hats off to Yarker for pulling this together. She'll be unveiling her brand new supplement line there and as well. We'll be having at the Legend Seminar, I'll be giving a sneak preview of the 25-year Arnold Classic DVD that Trick Entertainment and Sean Ray Productions are putting together. We've got to grab a few interviews there. I know we're going to get Kevin Lavrone, Mike Ashley, Ronnie Coleman, and Victor Martinez. Those are the interviews that are outstanding. But we've got the 25-year history documentary coming up, Bob, that we're going to unveil February 28th at the Arnold Classic weekend. So that'll be available. And again, we're also going to see a preview of the movie that they showed at the Mr. Olympia, correct?
Yes, that is very exciting. The Generation Iron, I believe it's called,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. This is going to be excellent. I mean, you know, we haven't had like a Pumping Iron style movie that's come out literally since then.
Yeah,
so
that's huge. And then we're going to go into holiday mode when this contest is over, Bob, and we're going to resurface on the other side of 2012, the third weekend in January, January 19th and 20th, I believe it is, we'll be at the Fit Expo, at least I will be at the Fit Expo, where they have the Ironman Naturally competition and the huge expo, the gathering of all the supplement companies and all of that good stuff. But we know now that in February, the Flex Pro Championships will not be there. It will be conjoined with the Body Power Expo in England in the month of May. So our bodybuilding season will officially start at the 25th annual Arnold Classic Weekend in Columbus, Ohio. If you're planning on going, you better get yourself a hotel, because from February 28th to March the 3rd, it's ridiculous in Columbus, Ohio. And when it comes down to traveling, plane tickets, and hotels, that place sells out.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Arnold's the Arnold. I mean, we all know that. I mean, that's enough said. But, yeah, the Flex Pro obviously moving to England. So that'll be interesting. But, you know, I mean, all these things are great. But, like I say, not to belabor the obvious, but you know, these are all great shows to attend, and I hope all the fans, of course, try to get out, you know, in their respective areas. But none of them have the lineup that this show has. None of them have a Hall of Fame Legends seminar. You know, and it's not just the old-timers, Sean. I mean, there's anybody from, you know, Francis Benfato, you know, Vince Taylor, you know, who's a Floridian. He's down here. He'll be there. You know, Gasperi, Labrada, Ronnie Coleman and Dorian. I mean, you know, so you've got legends of all kinds of eras coming that you get a chance to interact with and see. So you know, there's a little something for everybody there, but, you know, the, you know, our season's coming to an end, and we don't have much of an off season, Sean. I mean, you were literally looking at, you know, the very end of December and kind of like through January, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, it's crazy, man, but we will catch up with you this Thursday in South Florida, where it's all going down, the return of the Masters Mr. Olympia and an A-list lineup of celebrities from the bodybuilding industry, which will close out the 2012 bodybuilding season. And we'll return right here with MD Radio 183 with a recap of this weekend's events. Make sure if you're interested to get tickets, visit Yarka's Gym, JARKAS.com, for contest ticket information and scheduling. And with that, we've come to a close. We want to thank the mayor for calling in, our lone brave caller, and Bob, once again, doing a great job. We're going to be on the ground out there with our A-team, Dan Solomon, Peter McGough, Fitadina, the whole MD crew, even Steve Bleckman will be in the house. We'll catch up with you in about three or four short days right there in South Beach, Florida. For Muscular Development Radio, I am Sean Ray, and you are not.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.